T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Hello, fellow Patriots. Greetings, welcome, salutations, and Monday, can't trust that day. Alohas to you as we get underway with the most heavily commuted and, as a result, most heavily congested hour of the Bobby Mack Show, the 5 o'clock follies. And as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed. Here is how you join me and be a part of the conversation. Just grab your phone, use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063, Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number 71307, and my email address, bob@1063word.com. Mentioned in the last hour, master bedroom is now verboten as well. My baby doll Brenda was just telling me minutes ago, Golden Girls, the TV show, the old TV show, Hulu has pulled 2 episodes from the rotation of the Golden Girls because 2 of the girls in there are wearing mud packs on their faces, which could, of course, be immediately mistaken for wearing blackface, and that will not stand. Now, that's a stretch, but what isn't? These days, in on the text line, Bobby, I'm pretty sure many of these masks say they don't prevent COVID-19. Am I correct or incorrect? Yes. Right on the box. Bob, master charge? That's got to go. Master sergeant? And the Masters golf tournament? Good Lord, we can't have that any longer. Bobby, the 4th of July coming up, when we fight, we celebrate the fight for our independence from a tyrannical British government. Now is the time to fight against a tyrannical left-wing government, namely the Democrats. They're not Democrats. They're commies. Let's call it like it is. Bobby, can the Rolling Stones stop President Trump from using you can't always get what you want at his rallies? I don't believe so. I think they're paying royalties to be able to use that song. Bobby, for all the Antifa arsonists, looters, and monument defacers, I hear there's plenty of room at Gitmo. Yeah, but you expect any of these gutless politicians to actually use their constitutional authority? Good luck. To the phones we go, and our leadoff batter is Alan, who is in Malden. Hi, Alan, and welcome to the program. Alan, you there? Okay, apparently we lost Alan. Let's go to Wes as the leadoff batter here in the Follies. Hi, hey. Wes, and welcome to the show.
Bobby, good afternoon. You know, Bobby, I've listened to you for years. I know you were a well-traveled fella. You've been in Texas. I'm sure you were in the Big Apple in the 80s.
Actually, I wasn't there in the 80s. I was there in late 60s, early 70s in New York.
I'm sure it wasn't much of a change between then and the 80s, but my dad took me as a young teenager, okay? And, you know, you come from Greenville, South Carolina, you know, you think it's just Nowheresville, right? I mean, you just, you got to go to the real place. So we go up to New York, and this would have been about the time Getz had shot the people on the subway, okay?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And as a guy that watches TV, you know, and you see this portrayal of New York on TV, you know, the Big Apple, the just, it there for decades. Okay, we're talking about rusted hulks.
Right.
I'll never forget getting off of the airport. We get onto the highway, and the highway has got razor wire, Constantine razor wire. It's got 12-foot-high fences. You know, like when we go down the road here, we have a concrete wall, you know, to keep us from going off the side. Well, that's envision a prison fence, okay? So I'm asking my dad, I'm like, what are they doing? I said, are they trying to keep people that get on the highway, from getting out? He said, no, son. He's like, the people will crawl up into the interstate and rob you. They will stop your car. They will do anything they can do to rob you. My mother had her purse snatched the minute we got a half a block out from the hotel, okay? And we were staying on Park Avenue, Mayfair Hotel.
Okay? Yeah, that's a terrible neighborhood, of course. Yeah, right. Right.
Yeah, that's as high end as you could get. You weren't allowed. I wanted to go up on top of the hotel to look out onto the New York skyline, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not allowed. You can't ride the elevator. You have to go to your floor, produce your room key. You only go to your room, and I'm asking why. And you know what the people in the hotel say? Oh, well, we have roaming street gangs that if they get into the hotel, what they'll do is just go room to room robbing people. Okay?
Yeah, right.
And again, I'm scratching my head going, and you people put up with this. Why? Now, then they have this beautiful thing across the street called Central Park. And
yeah.
I will say, it's beautiful in that urban jungle to see that huge expanse. But Bobby, everybody, and I mean everybody in the hotel from the doorman to.
Whoop, we lost Wes's cell phone. Well, look.
You crazy?
Now it's back. Now it's back. Your cell phone dropped
look
out there for a
Giuliani
minute.
Well,
look, I get your point. Now, Rudy Giuliani with Stop and Frisk and a strong police department did clean up much of that, which, of course, de Blasio and his predecessors have done
destroyed.
A terrific job of just, totally eliminating the positive things that Giuliani did to make Gotham a livable city. But every place the Democrats run turns into a sewer.
Well, why would they, the people that live there, my point was, why would the people that lived there through that and saw what happened when Giuliani was able to actually turn New York back into a tourist destination? People
right.
go into the park. I mean, who would live there and go through that and see that transformation and now look out? And you know, it's like you lose your liberal card. Even when you know it's wrong, you can't say a word about it. You can't complain. It's almost like Mitch McConnell and the Rhino Republicans. They would never, ever say a positive word about Trump, even when he does something that's completely and totally wrong.
Right.
I
don't either. Thank you, Wes. I appreciate the call. I can tell you this. When I worked radio in New York, late 60s, I lived in Connecticut. Took the train in. I wasn't about to drive in the city. What a nightmare that is. The whole thing, but if you're born and raised there, that's all you know. That's all you know. In on the text line, Bobby, to get an idea of big cities, watch Kojak or Hill Street Blues. Yeah. Bobby, is everybody with the last name Lynch going to have to change their name? I'm asking for a friend, of course. Bobby, what are they going to do about the Masters golf tournament, huh? Bobby, about the Golden Girls, apparently mud packs matter. Bobby, I guess the MasterCard will now be the Equality Card. Bob, many words in the English language have more than one meaning. Master also means professional. Mm-hmm. Bobby, I remember that episode of the Golden Girls. I believe the face masks they were wearing were green. Well, that's offensive to Martians, right? Let me get this straight. Sponsors pulling their ads from Facebook until they start to monitor and censor free speech. Now, it's interesting because I always love it and celebrate when the left begins to devour itself. As they routinely do. And I have a few examples of that we're going to talk about as we proceed along. Quick break is coming up here. And then when we come back on the other side, My friend Harry Kibler from Rhino Hunt is going to be joining me. He's going to be talking about their upcoming next meeting, which you should be a part of. Be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back, 522 here in the Bobby Mac Show, the Monday edition. Hey, Bobby, talking about the Golden Girls and the Mud Packs. How about I Dream of Jeannie? You know, she called him Master a few dozen times an episode. Bobby, so what do you get after a bachelor's degree now? Can't be a master's degree anymore, can it? Bobby, when the commie Dems defund the police departments, watch for a pop-up of a few Paul Kersey types, Charles Bronson in Death Wish, administering some street justice. Yeah, they're inviting it. So they can then crack down, use it to round up the guns. I'm joined here at 5:23 on the Bobby Mac Show by Harry Kibler, my longtime friend with Rhino Hunt. Harry, how you doing, bud?
I'm doing well, Master McLean. How are you doing?
I am mastering the situation, thank you.
Hey, I've been told I was the master of the obvious, so I guess I'm in hot water.
Geez, I'm telling you, it gets more crazed and insane by the day.
It really does, Bob. It really does. Hey, I just want to take a minute, invite you and your listeners. As you mentioned before you went on your break, we are having the next monthly Rhino Hunt meeting tomorrow evening. It will start at 6:30. Everyone is welcome. They can wear a mask if they choose to do that. They are not required to do that. Bob, our Rhino Hunt meetings are held at Scruffy's Auction House, which is located at 317 South Buncombe Road in Greer. And, you know, we've got a lot of things to talk about. We just came through primary selections and primary elections. And we've had some successes. We had some areas that we came up short, so we got a plan to what do we do next. But, you know, here we are coming up on Independence Day, and most people can remember and associate taxes with being the final straw that you know, caused us to fight a revolution.
That's right.
Certainly wasn't the only thing. But, you know, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but there certainly appears to be additional taxes coming our way, both at the local level and at the state level.
Yes.
And we're going to be discussing those things tomorrow night. One of the possibilities is a statewide property tax. So if you think that you're frustrated with paying property tax to the county governments, just wait until you have to write two checks, one of which would go to the state treasury. You know, Bob, these things are they're going to happen unless people
pick it up and, you know, do something about it. This is our country. It's our state. And Rhino Hunt is here because, believe it or not, South Carolina, if you look at the ballots, the ballot box, when you go to cast your ballot, we are run primarily by Republicans.
Right.
Majority of Republicans in the House and a majority of Republicans in the South Carolina Senate. And we have a Republican governor. And the last time I checked, Bobby, we also have a majority-controlled Republican Greenville County Council.
True.
But yet taxes and spending keep increasing. So we're here to try to hold the line on the Republican Party platform since the Republican Party does not appear to be willing to do it themselves.
Right. Yeah, you're certainly right, Harry, in that as Independence Day approaches, the tipping point was the tax on tea, among other things, among the other myriad numerous taxes that the king imposed on us. It was the rallying cry was taxation without representation. I pose the question for the people in New York City with de Blasio, for the people in Seattle, for the people in Minneapolis, where the Democrat-controlled city council was trying to do away with their police department. Well, then what are they paying taxes for? Isn't a primary function of government to protect its citizens?
Absolutely it is. Absolutely. And, Bob, before I forget to mention it, I know that in many of the municipalities around that normally would have 4th of July fireworks displays,
right,
many of those have been canceled.
Right.
And Rhino Hunt is not going to attempt to put on a 30-minute fireworks display or anything of that nature, but we are going to have some fireworks after the Rhino Hunt meeting.
Nice.
Tomorrow evening. And we would encourage folks to bring your lawn chairs once we finish up with the meeting and it gets dark enough to enjoy them. We will set up some, you know, everybody's welcome to set up their lawn chairs, and we're going to do our own little Independence Day celebration. Once again, when the government fails us, it's up to the private people to pick that up and try to protect and honor the things that we love and honor. And that's what we're going to try to do tomorrow evening.
Absolutely. For those that may have come in late, tell them where and when again, if you would, Harry.
Yes. Yep, absolutely. Rhino Hunt will hold its next monthly meeting at Scruffy's Auction House, which is located at 317 South Buncombe Road in Greer. The meeting will start at 6:30. The meeting will end approximately 8 o'clock, and as soon as it's dark enough to see the fireworks display, we will set off some fireworks and celebrate our independence.
You know, we need to set off some fireworks in Columbia and in Washington. Amen. As well. I can't escape the feeling, Harry, that we're coming towards the end game here. This is the last big push. These people know that if Donald Trump is reelected, that they're going to have a hard way to go, and so we need to do everything we possibly can to make sure that we can at least temporarily stave off for another 4 years the total,
absolutely,
as Obama said, transformation of America.
I think, Bobby, conservatives, and especially Christian conservatives, we're going to have a rough go at it if Donald Trump wins, and we're going to have a very rough go at it if he loses. Either way, we better be, girding our loins and preparing for how are we going to protect the republic that we love.
I can tell you this from a trip on Friday to two well-known retailers who sell ammunition. It looked like the toilet paper aisle at Ingles in April. So people are anticipating perhaps the need to be well-armed going forward.
You betcha. Well, Bobby, I hope you can come join us as well. We'd love to have you, as always. Thank you for allowing me to come on your show and promote this conservative organization called Rhino Hunt.
Always a pleasure, Harry, and thanks for what you do. And put it on your calendar for tomorrow night. Thanks, Harry. Great to speak with you as always. 5:29 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Little Annie is ready to go in the news center. I am right back on the other side with today's edition of Amazing True Facts. Welcome back. 3:37. 3:37. Well, if you're in the mountain time zone, it's 3:37. However, if you're listening here where we live, it's 5:37. There's my Joe Biden moment for the day. 120 million people have died from COVID-19. In on the text line, 71307. Bobby, listening to Wes talk about New York City reminds me of a story about 35 years ago. My buddy and I were up in Brooklyn walking. As we were walking on the street, this guy jumped out of an alley, pulls a knife, and tells me to give him my wallet. So I reach behind me, and I politely pull out my 9mm and point it at his forehead and said, "No, you give me yours." My wife looks at me and says, "You can't carry a gun in New York City." My buddy and I still laugh like hell over that one. Yeah, all right. Who says you can't? Bobby, Henry says, "I'll be right back. I have to run out to the curb and see if the person left any person in my person box." There you go. Bobby, we don't call the police at our house. We have two pit bulls. Their names are Smith and Wesson. If that doesn't stop them, Mr. Glock and Mr. Colt will. Now, Bobby, please pass this on to your listeners. We greenish gray space aliens that live amongst you and listen to WORD, of course, do not approve of green mud packs. Please refrain from using them in the future so we won't have to destroy your insignificant planet. Quatu Barada Nikto. Sincerely, signed Gort. Bobby, darn it, you know what this means. My son can no longer be the master of disaster. A truly sad day. Yeah. One of Tara's little boys is called Crash. It's kind of self-explanatory. Bobby, I have a liberal friend whose favorite movie is Gone with the Wind and favorite show is Golden Girls. Maybe I should check on her. Bobby, I guess Master Lock is out of luck. Yeah. Bobby, every chain has a master link. What are we going to call a master cylinder? Hey, Bobby, why doesn't Governor McTaxter declare an executive order like President Trump did to protect our state statues and property? 10 years and thousands of dollars in fines. Bobby, does all this rhetoric mean I can no longer be the master of my domain? Bobby, if social distancing works, then why all the brouhaha over the masks? Bobby, why in the, you know what, do we need increased state taxes? They already have more money than they can spend. I want my gas tax money back. The SOBs. Bobby, Henry McMaster needs to change his name. Bobby, so we have free speech unless some bleep decides he's offended by a word? Right. The only free speech is that is approved by Newspeak here in the Orwellian state of America. Bobby, Obama wanted to fundamentally transform the United States. The Democrats now want to totally destroy it. Well, Obama and the Marxists that run the Democrat Party today all want the same thing. All right, here we go. 5:41, 19 before 6, and time for today's edition of ATF. And here's Gary Goodvoice.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, Bob McClain presents Amazing True Facts.
Thank you, Gary. And as always, joined for ATF by the Bobettes, Miss Moneypenny in the studio.
Hello again.
And Little Annie in the news center.
Hey, good people.
Here we go. Cool. Only one musical artist can say they have had a top 10 album in every decade since the 1960s.
Bob McClain.
No, it's not me. No, I can't carry a tune and a washed up. Well, although there's maybe some doubt about this individual as well, but take your best shot, lady.
Yes.
Who's had a top 40 album in every decade since the 1960s?
Oh, man. Yeah. I can't guess. I've got the paper in front of me.
Oh, you do? Oh, that's right. Yeah, you have
you
the answer.
You sent it to me.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I can tell you the answer is Robert Zimmerman.
Otherwise known as?
Bob Dylan.
Huh.
Yeah, he's had a top 40 album in every decade. But, you know, they all sound alike because... Everything Bob Dylan sings, it all sounds alike. There you go. Be careful about lightning if you're going to be outside more this summer. Pretty rare to be killed by it, though. Mm-hmm. Only about 420 people have died from lightning in the U.S. in the past 15 years. Close to half of those happened during just 10 different activities. Here are the outdoor activities with the highest risk. Fishing. Because you're right there on the water, being at the beach, camping, farming, and riding a bike, motorcycle, or ATV.
Wait, where is golf?
Interestingly, it is not even in the top 10.
I mean, you're in a wide open area holding mm-hmm. a metal stick.
You are. Well, that's kind of metal shafted golf club.
Metal stick.
Yeah. Right. Well, holding a lightning rod.
Right.
Is what you're holding.
A big metal stick.
Yeah. Lee Trevino would argue with these statistics since he was hit by lightning himself.
Crazy.
And after that, famously said that if he were ever caught on a golf course in a lightning storm again, he was going to walk down the middle of the fairway carrying a one iron because, as he famously said, not even God can hit a one iron. 38-year-old Fred Turner, driving drunk in his pickup truck in Coweta County, Georgia, last week when he crashed and flipped over.
Hey, y'all, watch this.
But not to worry. He called his 22-year-old friend, Jesse Walker, to come get him. Jesse is a female, by the way. Uh-huh. But she was also driving drunk in her pickup. Crashed it into a ditch during the rescue mission. Cops found both of them in Jesse's pickup, but it wasn't a total loss. They had a cooler of cold Michelob Ultras that Fred had brought along with him when Jesse picked him up.
You got to watch those carbs while you're on the side of the road.
Both arrested for DUI. And I mentioned earlier, the Patriots have signed former Panthers quarterback Cam Newton to compete for the opportunity to take over for Tom Brady. 1-year deal, $1 million, the league minimum, could be worth up to $7.5 million with incentives. Cam will have to compete for the starting job and prove that he is healthy enough to perform.
How's he going to buy those hats with only $1 million?
Well, he's going to have plenty of opportunity to break out the new winter wardrobe with all those hats.
True.
He is. He's got quite a collection. Guy in Florida wore a mesh mask to Walmart.
That's brilliant.
And said nobody called him out for it. He was trying to prove a point that people don't really care about safety, just compliance. And said no one would criticize him for it. Here he is.
I complied. I was a good little sheep. I had a covering on my face that doesn't protect anybody from anything. And not one person said a word. Anything I do is going to come right through this mask, obviously, because this isn't a mask designed to be used in hospitals or anything. This is for, I think it's for dirt biking, so you don't bust up your face. But the point is nobody looked twice at this mask because it's not about safety. What it is, it's just about compliance, right?
And so naturally, he's facing a ton of backlash online from those that are woke. And finally, Democrats in Orange County, California, want John Wayne's name and likeness stripped from the county's airport. They said in an old interview in Playboy, John Wayne expressed derogatory views of African Americans, Native Americans, and movies with gay characters. So now it's up to the Orange County Board of Supervisors to make the final decision. Local Democrats want it renamed Orange County Airport. Somehow we have the feeling that at this point it probably doesn't matter much to the Duke.
Well, don't fret about that, Pilgrim.
Okay. There you go. Change everything. not politically correct, you know. We must all engage in newspeak. God. Thank you, ladies. There is today's edition of ATF, 13 before 6 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Be right back. Welcome back. It's 5:52, 8 before 6 here in the 5 o'clock Follies, the Monday edition. As we go back to the phones, let's head to Fountain Inn next and bring in Todd here on the program. Hi, Todd, and welcome to the show.
Thank you, Bobby Mac. Been a while since I called. Apologize.
That's okay. Good to hear from you now.
Yeah. Before I get started, in case anybody hadn't tried the triple chocolate Twix, yes. Anyways...
Good to know.
Yes. On a more serious note, I'm worried about the Republicans, the Senate and the Congress, because it's just, I figured at some point they might actually get a spine, but I have seen absolutely, other than Tim Scott, who stood up and said, you know, with his new police reform bill, which I don't know all the details of, but from what I heard and understood,
it was a pretty good deal. I thought it was a pretty reasonable bill, yeah, and accomplished the goals that the left has been screaming about. But, of course, Pelosi and Schumer and the rest of them, they don't want to agree to anything. There is no bipartisanship anymore. It's their way or the highway.
Well, true. But like I said, at some point, you know, and it's not just, how do I put it, you know, it was vote Republican. Then I got to thinking, hold on, the first 2 years of Trump's presidency, we had a complete Republican-controlled Senate and House. And they did absolutely, positively nothing.
Right.
I mean, you know, they hurt him more than they helped him. I'm like, man, you know, it's one of these things of, you know, at least the Democrats, at least they stand up and they stick together. Republicans are so worried about, you know, offending someone by saying the absolute wrong thing that they're scared to say anything or do anything.
And you're right, Todd, that we did have control of both houses, and yet many of those so-called Republicans were rhinos, were never Trumpers, who are people who only decided that they would be not supportive of Trump, but at least less critical of him when they saw that he was actually getting accomplished what he had said on the campaign trail he would do. And so, you know, they stick their finger in the air and they say, hey, you know, I better stop being so critical of Donald Trump. He's getting things done. People like him.
Which, you know, it's kind of a catch-22 that I think the man's got himself in. Because
yeah.
It's great. I mean, you know, we're loving the fact that he's getting stuff done. He's like, hey, I promised him I'd do this. I'm going to do everything in my power to. But then again, you got these, you know, like I said, senators, congressmen, everybody else who's been there for ever, and, you know, have done literally nothing the whole time that they're in there. And now people are seeing, hold on, Trump's getting it done in just a couple of years. Why is it taking you 40 years to do this? You know, and it's kind of like, oh. Like I said, it's not just good enough to vote Republican. We need to make sure that whoever is put in, which we're kind of locked in the flimsy gramnesty right now, actually will do the damn job.
Yeah, it would be nice.
And I don't know, like I said, I'm trying to figure out, how do we do this? How do you send the message other than calling, emailing? You know, how do you send a message that, one, you've got to do the job? And on top of that, I'm a Trump supporter. I backed almost everything that he's done.
Mm-hmm.
but he has got to do something about these autonomous zones instead of going, if y'all don't do it, handle it, I'm going to. It's like, okay, I've heard this for 3 weeks now. Big man, step up to the plate. I realize that, you know, it's going to, you're going to hurt a lot of feelings. But then again, from what I've seen and what I understand, three-quarters of the nation want him to step in and do something, but everybody's listening to the other 25%.
Right.
It's even that much. I mean, am I making any sense at all, Bob?
Yeah, and I talked on the periphery of the point that you're making, Todd, last week about how Donald Trump is facing a double-edged sword. If he does, federalize National Guard troops, then the media is going to be all over, militaristic tyrant Trump sends in troops at bayonet point to destroy peaceful protesters. So he's got to be careful here. But I'll tell you, if he doesn't do something to stop this stuff, he's going to face an uphill battle, I think, with his own supporters for reelection. Todd, I've got to run for the news, but thank you. Thank you for the call, Todd. I appreciate it. See you back on the other side, because there's one more still to go. The bonus hour is dead ahead here on the Bobby Mac Show on Monday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.